Okay, we are ready for the second last talk of this day. So I'm very happy to have a combination of community projects here. So yeah, this is your stage, talking about transitions. Felix, Markus, you know, please go ahead.
Thank you. We will tell you a bit how we collaborate on making public transport more accessible in our apps and projects together. And I'll start first with the transitions side of things. Okay, I'll try to speak a bit up. Okay, I'll give my best. Okay, so the general problem we are trying to solve here is finding routes across different countries, which is usually not something that just works. The reason for that is that there's a lot of different providers and operators who all do their own thing, have their own apps and APIs that don't really connect well. Then there's also things like the Interrail Rail Planner app, which only has trains, which does that fairly well, but the data is old and there's no real-time information at all. And then there's Google Maps, who solved the problem of combining and getting all the data fairly well, but then they display it in a UI that is not very well suited for long distance travel planning because there's just very little details. For example, in Germany, it often just doesn't even display the track where a train is going, and such things are just absolutely necessary if you are going to find the train at all. So, of course, we wanted to fix this with open source software, and the first approaches that were done were to just pick the correct API based on the region and try to combine what exists as good as possible. This works okay-ishly well, but the problem is, of course, that there can't be any routes that traverse different API regions that way, and for example, cities like Paris don't have a single main station, but you often have to switch between different stations, and then you absolutely need integration with the local transport, and that's just not part of any of the existing APIs like Deutsche Bahn or so. The other option would, of course, be to use the Google Transit API, but it's not actually free to use and therefore also unrealistic for open source projects. So our conclusion was to just run our own service, since the data is at this point mostly there. The idea came up last FOSDEM. We just discussed a bit and noticed that it should actually be possible. Previously, this was mostly thought of as a bit too much work and possibly not so easy to do, but we then realized it could work. And so we had the first service running about, I think, a month later, and then just kept adding more data to our collection and have fairly good coverage now. In the EU, we have most of what I currently know about. So in many countries, it's actually really complete, including local transportation. In some, maybe it's not complete, but we have most of the long distance stuff at least. And then we have some coverage islands, of course, as well. But in the EU, it's fairly complete, and some other countries in Europe as well. And it's fairly quickly growing in the US as well. There, it's distributed into very, very small feeds, but people have gone all the way to collect them all. The state of the service is that it's now running fairly well, but it could still be faster, and that's probably mostly things we need to do in software there. This is the map of the current coverage in Europe based on trains and buses running at some random point when I made the screenshot. Obviously not completely representative, but it shows in which areas we have coverage at all. It's kind of visible where the EU ends here, but some other places as well are starting to come up. So in numbers, we have 94 regions. Regions is our slightly special definition of things that are of a size that a few people can collect all the data for it, which usually means a country in Europe, but usually a state in the US. We have 39 people responsible for updating the data for their regions. We have 1,417 timetables, which are of varying size based on what work people have been doing previously. And we have 167 real-time feeds, which means updates to the timetables based on delays and so on. Finally, we have now 5 apps using Transitions. Not all of them may be well-known, but it's used. Our data sources are mostly GTFS and GTFS-RT. The reason why we chose that is that it has fairly good support in existing software, and that it's the same format that is already used for Google Maps, which means this data already exists in lots of places. We just need to collect it or get people to publish it if they don't yet, and then add it to our own metadata, which currently is just JSON-based and can, for example, look up the feed from existing databases like Transitland. In that case, you can just add the Transitland ID there, and a day later it will appear on the live instance. If it's not known anywhere, then you can also add it by URL. It's fairly flexible. And of course, the problem with just adding everything that we can find is that the quality is not always amazing. This is rotated, but the part on the left is France, and the part on the right is somewhere in Africa. So this is probably not real, and from the color you can see that this is supposed to be a regional terrain, which, yeah, maybe not. So we need to find a way to filter such things at least, so it doesn't break routing entirely. If there's a terrain that takes such a shortcut, it will always be taken, and it doesn't make sense, and it will remove all the useful connection. The other problem is that sometimes coordinates are just missing, and people just write 0, 0 there because they don't actually know and think that it's still helpful, and in some contexts it may be, but it causes lots of problems for us as well, so we need to filter these things as well. Sometimes the GTFS data is also just invalid because people don't actually validate it, and then we just pick all the entries that we can make sense of and drop the rest. We do that by using GTFS tidy, or in practice our own staging for GTFS clean, because we didn't really manage to get our stuff merged upstream quickly enough, and it's exposed as a fix option in our JSON metadata, so you can turn it on in case the feed isn't immediately parsable. If you want to learn more about the Transitions side of things, you can have a look at the website, transitions.org. There you can find API documentation if you want to use it in your own project, or developer documentation if you want to help us collect more data or improve our routing.
All right. So, yeah, so I'm Marcus, and I'm the maintainer of GNOME Maps, and it is... oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm the maintainer of GNOME Maps, and GNOME Maps is the maps application in GNOME. It's a core app in a GNOME project. I have a file, basically a JSON file, describing the regions and the plugin to use. So we have support for example, ResRobot in Sweden, and also OpenTrip Planner for example, Portland, Oregon. But yeah, so this has some of the problems that Jona mentioned earlier about this island of transit or transit island problem, where we have islands without any connection between them. You cannot route between the different providers. Yeah. So then. At Foston last year, this Transitions project was born, so to speak. So during spring, I implemented support for Motis. That was version 0.x at the time. And challenges to get it working. But now with the new Motis 2 API, it's more in line with the Open Trip Planner API that we have our internal database or data structure is based on. So it's way easier. Yeah. And this is just a screenshot of a, yeah, a trip. So yeah, that's basically it. It's not that deep because we didn't have that much time.
Okay, so you've already heard the name Motis. So for all of you who don't know already what it is, I'll just give a quick introduction. So basically, it's aiming to provide everything you need to offer a public transport routing platform or in general a mobility platform. So it's not just the routing, it's also geocoding, it's also background map tiles, reverse geocoding, and a lot of more endpoints to, for example, get departure table boards and trips and all the other APIs. So some of you might have seen the presentation at FOSDEM 2023 and might ask what's new. And basically, everything is new. So we made everything way more scalable. So currently, the scope of Motis is to provide planet-wide routing. Before, our target was to provide routing for a country like Germany. So we were mostly working with the German data. So if you change your scope, usually you need to throw away all the algorithms and data structures that you had before, and that's what we did. So we introduced a new data model, very efficient data model for public transport routing and all the other APIs that we power with this data model. We rewrote our street routing from scratch. And we also introduced a new geocoder. So here we have some numbers. So routing fits in around 16 gigabytes of RAM. Same for planet-wide street routing, including all modes. So car routing, pedestrian routing, and combinations, for example, for e-scooter routing. So you need to walk to the scooter, you need to take the scooter, and then you need to walk again. So all these things are now part of the routing. So yeah, that's it. I think now we have some time for questions.
We have a couple of minutes for questions. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
You were. Yeah. So my question is, we're discussing like there is like trains, buses. What other forms of transportation are you currently supporting, or do you plan to support in the future?
So maybe I can answer technically. What Motis is trying to support is everything that has a timetable. Uh-huh. So you could add, or I think there are already airplanes, long distance buses, trams, subway. All this kind of stuff, and in the like street routing part, I already mentioned e-scooters. So we, I think the goal is to, in the end, also like Motis already supports it. We exactly bike sharing, e-scooters, all this sharing mobility stuff. Soon, maybe like we will be working on ride sharing, so you can pick up someone else and this will be integrated. So basically everything that brings you from A to B is in our scope.
Thanks.
You mentioned the GTFS and GTFS real-time, and this depends on supporting other protocols like Siri real-time?
Yeah, technically we want to do this. It's just a matter of development resources. We have a funding proposal for NLNet. Let's see. yeah.
interplanetary route?
Probably we would need to throw away our algorithms again, so not for now.
Are you planning to publish some kind of unified routing information? Because I'm often in a situation where I have the resources to run the routing myself, but just getting all the data feeds together in a unified way is quite a pain when you're doing cross-zero travel.
So we already republished the GTFS files we use in a slightly collected way, sorted by countries at least. So if you want entire countries, you can get the data fairly easily. We currently don't merge it because that would mean merging files with different licenses in a single file, and that would just be complex. Probably possible in many cases, but needs more thinking before we can do that, I think.
It should be possible to write the script that does the merging so we can patch it.
The technical side is not the problem, but the license compatibility is, and if you do it yourself, that should be fine.
So unfortunately, we are running out of time, so thanks again for your talk.